Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Back here on Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, they serve members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. It's time to chat with James Price of the Better Business Bureau today, and we've got some scam tracker reports to talk about. James, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Brian. How are you doing today?
Doing really, really good. So we're talking scam tracker risk report today. This is going to be interesting news.
Yeah, so, you know, BBB comes out with the risk scam tracker risk report each year. So this is 2023's version of it, and it's fresh out so people can see this. So I thought maybe we'd go over some of these highlights today. So to kind of top it off, the top scams that actually changed this year, the top scam this year is investment scams, and that includes cryptocurrency. And now it's the most riskiest scam out there, with 80% of the people targeted by this scam, they're reporting losing money, and has a medium loss of about $3,800. So that's pretty big overall. So, you know, investment scams, they take a wide variety of different areas. And what BBB's scam tracker report does that we do on an annual basis kind of breaks us down into what scams people are being hit the most. So let's just kind of get in here to the top riskiest scams this year. And like we said, number one is investment and cryptocurrency scams. Investment scams, they prey on people's desire to make money without a whole lot of risk and, you know, or initial funding. You know, they're willing to probably take any kind of dollars that you have and say, well, yeah, we can get you in for something here. And it includes, you know, they use pressure to purchase, trade, or store some of your digital assets like cryptocurrency with fraudulent exchanges. And so that's the number one scam this in 2023 that, like we said, had a medium loss of about $3,800.
Wow, that's crazy. I remember you saying it, maybe it was the last time you were on, but I know we've talked about it recently. When you have someone talk to you about using cryptocurrency or whatnot, if you don't know anything about it, stay away.
Yeah. If you don't know what you're doing in any kind of investment opportunity, yeah, Hire a professional. You can find them at bbb.org. And they'll help walk you through make investments on your own. And there's a lot of ways that people can do their own out there these days. But, you know, you want to kind of go in, you know, with a little bit of knowledge first to make sure that you have a little bit thing, know what you're doing. So the number two scam last year is employment scams, and I hear about this quite a bit. Job applicants are led to believe they're applying for or just have been hired for a promising new position, when instead they're given their personal information, a fake application, or money to scammers for training or equipment. And of course, the other version is that the person may be overpaid with a fake check and asked to transfer the difference back to another account, which we turns out is the first check wasn't any good. And so you go out and you buy equipment with that, and then you send the money back, and then the check bounces, so you're out double the money. And so the average loss on this one last year, the medium loss last year, was about $1,995.
Wow.
And those scams rose 54% from 2022 to 2023. I think a lot of these are, the scammers are into, everybody wants to work from home. You know, they want that remote position. So it's easy for the scammers to say, well, yeah, we'll hire you. You know, we're going to send you this check so you can buy a computer and a monitor and a phone system and all get set up, and people fall for it.
I guess just that overwhelming desire to work for home for some leads to that. But that is one of the scams that I guess saw one of the highest raises from one year to the next.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So not downplaying any, but number three last year was online purchase scams. And I think online purchase scams were number one last year. So these investment scams and these employment scams are kind of taking over. Scammers, they offer attractive online deals, but once the payment is made, no product or service is delivered. Or in some cases, the fraudsters send low quality or counterfeit products, or you'll just get something in the mail. And what that does is, of course, it avoids them being hit for mail fraud because they didn't ship you anything. But in the end, it's what they're doing is still illegal. So scams perpetrated online, 68% more likely result in a loss than were scams perpetuated in person or over the phone. And like these online purchase scams, 41% of all scams reported are online purchase scams, and more than 82% of the people reported losing money when targeted by those kind of scams.
Wow. So almost 42% of all scams reported are online scams, online purchase scams in particular.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
No wonder they were number one last year.
And then you got to kind of think about that crypto employment scams have topped those this past year.
Yeah. So they must be rapidly on the rise if, you know, online purchase scams are 42% of it.
Mm-hmm. Number four, home improvement scams. Door-to-door solicitations offer quick, low-cost repairs, and then either take payment without returning, or they do shoddy work, or they find issues, dramatically raise the price. These types of schemes often occur after like a natural disaster. And, you know, there are companies that go out there and go door to door, and some of them are legitimate. But most of the ones that I've seen, I would hesitate to do business with. And, you know, the bottom line here is, you know, we've said before, the best thing to say to somebody who's going door to door is just get off my porch. You know, if you need a job done, I would say go to BBB.org and look the company up, or look a company up that can come out and do it for you. Cause those companies have, they've submitted to BBB standards of trust, and BBB holds them accountable for that.
Yeah. I don't live in, kind of like a subdivision neighborhood. So, when we don't get those door to door that often, just because it's not, you know, really highly populated. There are enough people around, but we did have one a couple of years ago come through and wanting to, have our, move our pest control over to them. And we've signed up so-and-so this number of people, you know, just on your street, and it would be cheaper and that kind of thing. And I'm always leery when someone comes up to the door myself.
Yeah, me too.
And another point that you mentioned in there about the happening during natural disasters, I got to hand it to the BBB. I just always go back to the Good Friday tornado that came through the heart of Murfreesboro. And there was a process where, you know, if you were coming in to help people, you needed to go through that process. And, you know, you were vetted before being able to go in and help to do some work. And BBB was kind of in front on that one. And that really helped a lot of people, keep them from getting scammed, because a lot of these contractors, they will storm chase, won't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, big time. And that's why we kind of go out. You know, we're still kind of working the ones from up there, what, in Hendersonville and stuff from earlier this year.
Yeah.
And just to kind of give people an idea, it's like, you know, those people still aren't totally recovered. We have a drop-off center if people want to, you know, donate supplies and stuff, and that's at Batteries Plus over there on Northwest Broad and Medical Center. You can drop off supplies there, and BBB will get them to where they need to go. And then the fifth is romance scams. an individual believing he or she is in a romantic relationship agrees to send money or personal or financial information or items of value to some perpetrator, the medium loss last year, $3,600 for romance scams. Wow. Usually these people, you don't ever see them in person, and they do everything by text or email, and you just don't ever even get a chance to talk to them, and they keep trying to establish a relationship with you. Bottom line is don't give money to anybody who you don't know who you're giving the money to.
But that's kind of part of that. That's what that person will do on the other end. Even though you haven't met them in person, they're working to build trust. And once they feel that you're at a point, you know, that's when they strike and ask for money and whatnot. So you've got to be really careful in those situations.
Yeah, and that takes us right here to the general tips for avoiding the scam. Number one is never send money to someone you haven't met face-to-face. Beware of online friends who ask for money or offer investment opportunities, including scenarios involving cryptocurrency. That's the number one tip. Number two, don't click on links or open attachments in unsolicited email or text messages. If a person claims to be somebody you know or a well-known organization, contact them directly or go to your account and confirm the details. Don't rely on something information they're giving you. The third one is avoid making quick purchases while browsing social media. Research the website before paying anything. I was looking online at Marketplace this week, and I was looking to possibly buy something on Marketplace. And I kept asking the person over and over again, how much is it? How much is it? Well, it just kind of depends. It just kind of depends. I said, oh, obviously you don't want to do business, so I'll go somewhere else. There's lots of people offering your services, online marketplace and in retail stores. Number four, don't believe everything you see or read. And scammers are great at mimicking websites and the seals and that kind of stuff. Number five, beware of offers that seem to be good to be true. That's one thing that just sucks people in all the time. Be cautious of the perfect job, highly reduced prices, product, service, investments, all that stuff. Risk-free, so beware of that. Number six, be extremely cautious when dealing with someone you've met online. Never share personal information with somebody who has contacted you unsolicited. Number seven, don't be pressured to act immediately. Instead of taking the time to do the research to find out by a third party to discuss the situation. We all know what FOMO is, fear of missing out. And so what they'll do is they'll try to make you feel like you're going to miss out. So if somebody says, they start pressuring you, they say, well, you're going to miss out, then just tell them, well, then I'm going to miss out.
Yeah.
Number eight, use secure traceable transactions when making payments for goods or services, taxes, and debts. Prepaid gift cards are intended to be used as gifts, not as payment. That's the biggest red flag is when people call you up or they get a hold of you and they want a gift card. Because once you give them the number, it's gone. Number nine, whenever possible, work with the businesses that have proper identification, licensing, and insurance. Research the company on BBB. When a business comes to the Better Business Bureau, that's what we do before we let them get accredited. It's an application process. It's not some kind of pay-to-play scenario. We actually check licensing and make sure that the people who are applying for accreditation are who they say they are. And so you can rest assured that when somebody is on BBB, we've gone through some kind of background check with them. And then, of course, number 10, be cautious about what you share on social media. People are so easy this day to just kind of reach out and just put all kinds of stuff on social media, and they don't realize that they're just giving ammunition to the scammers.
Good stuff. And I see that you can see this full report that we've talked about today at bbbmarketplacetrust.org/report. And don't forget Scam Tracker, bbb.org/scamtracker. Very interesting information today. I appreciate you sharing that with us, James.
Absolutely, Brian. And don't forget, BBB's Big Blue Bash is coming up soon. If you want tickets or information, email jprice@gobbb.org, and you can go to the event where you can see the most awarded BBB companies here in Middle Tennessee.
Sounds like a good plan. jprice@bbb.org. That's going to do it for our show. Thanks so very much for listening in or watching on Big G TV.